Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
And when you're here at the Democratic National Convention, you can't help but talk to a Democrat. I mean, they're all over the place.
To, sort of. It's required.
Well, here's one of our regular Dems, Lanny Davis. And boy, it's a big night for you, I know. Former White House counsel for Bill Clinton, but also childhood friend of Hillary Clinton. It's got to be an emotional thing for you to see this happening.
Well, some people think when you're at Yale Law School, you're in childhood, but that's that's where we met.
Oh, and I thought you guys knew each other way back in the days you were childhood friends on the elementary school. You would Saul Alinsky puppet shows in the garage and charge all the neighborhood kids a nickel to see it. That's what I always figured.
I actually
a lemonade stand where you just give it all away for free because free lemonade for everyone.
Because
you deserve
that's what
it.
We do. That's right.
Are you done?
Yeah, go ahead.
I was by the way, now that I'm here in person,
yeah,
I didn't realize how good-looking and charming the two of you were.
It's not going to work, Lanny.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's not going to work.
It's true, though.
That works on the David Muirs of the world, but not with us.
Yale Law School, I'm a senior, in comes a freshman. I'm registering for classes. I turn around, and I recognize her from the photograph from her speech at Wellesley College. Mm. I introduce myself. She's Hillary Rodham at the time. And I said, is there any advice I can give you to take easy courses, and I'll tell you which teachers to... She said, no, but what you could help me was, where is the nearest legal services clinic? Now, that's within 5 minutes of my meeting her. And after a few more minutes, I walked away thinking, very impressed with how smart and charming and nice she was. I thought to myself, this girl is going places.
And here today.
True story.
She's going to speak before this group and move forward as the first woman ever nominated to be president of the United States.
Yes, it's interesting that the female card, so to speak, is really not as effective as proving two things, which she's going to do tonight. One is she's got to address the distrust difficulty head on and show some humility. She gets it. I know she gets it. And she's got to address it. And the second thing is she's got to contrast herself not by attacking Donald Trump, but by comparing her specificity on solutions to the lack of specificity of Donald Trump. That's a little indication as to what she's going to try to do.
On this trust issue, there is a very underreported story that broke yesterday that because we've been diverted by everything going on here and Donald Trump's comments about the emails. And it has to do with the fact that the IRS made a referral yesterday to the FBI over whether or not the Clinton Global Initiative was involved in some kind of pay-to-play scheme.
Well, these referrals and the presumption of guilt in our culture today, where an accusation is the equivalent of guilt until you prove yourself innocent, which is the opposite of the way it's supposed to work, is likely to happen with her. It's happened to her on Whitewater. It's happened to her for her the rest of her life. And she's got to deal with that, Brian. That is part of being Hillary Clinton.
Let me ask you, I'll follow up on that a little bit. And I think that you're right. Something that she has to address tonight, it's a huge, huge problem in the polls, is the untrustworthiness. And she sort of addressed it in the 60 Minutes interview this week with Tim Kaine, where she said there's a Hillary standard versus a standard for everyone else. Now, if you listen to the president and you, President Obama, and you listen to all of the people who comment on the last 8 years, you would say that Barack Obama has been attacked mercilessly by his opponents, right? That's just a given. That's a fact. Everyone believes that no president has had to endure what Barack Obama has endured. And yet his trustworthy numbers are not as bad as Hillary Clinton. So it can't be what Hillary says. It can't be what Mrs. Clinton says when it's, oh, well, the vast right-wing conspiracy has attacked her. There's something else there, isn't there, Lanny?
Well, you could trace it to the email issue, because if you go back, which I did, to her approval ratings, as recently as the early part of 2015, she was above water, so to speak, positive versus negative. And then it started to turn negative when the email story broke. Now, I'm not blaming it all on the email story over the years.
It fed into something that was already there that was dormant.
Over the years, she has a point. I think you can overstate the point that she's been the attack point with her husband since she was the First Lady of Arkansas, where they criticized her for keeping her last name, and he lost his first bid for re-election, and she was blamed. So she's been accustomed since Whitewater, which turned out to be a non-scandal, but gripped the country for 4 or 5 years. She's been accustomed to being attacked all the time. Some of that I sympathize with, but she does tend to go into a defensive crouch when another round occurs. In the case of the emails, she would have been much better off, it turns out, in my opinion, nothing illegal, but the optics and the issues were serious, and she didn't quite understand, unless the wisdom of hindsight, that she should have taken it more seriously.
So Donald Trump got hammered yesterday here and elsewhere because he said, well, you know, if the Russians have these missing emails, I hope that they'll release them. I hope they can find them. And everybody said, well, that's unpatriotic. But really, didn't those emails ultimately belong to the American people? And if they return them to us, wouldn't they be doing the American people a favor? Because the American government can't find these emails that belong to us.
Well, inviting a foreign power to engage in a cyber...
But you know he was joking, right?
Well, everything that he says, including making fun of somebody with a disability, he says, well, I was only joking. But some things you don't joke about. When you're in line in a security line in an airport, you don't joke about being a terrorist. So this was serious. But what made it more serious, Brian, is that he has praised Vladimir Putin, and Putin has praised him back. I mean, the first presidential campaign in our history to praise the head of the Russia or Soviet Union. So the connection between Putin, and almost as if Putin will do him a favor and interfere in our election, no Republican,
so,
no Trump
so,
supporter.
So saying
that
nice
I know
things about
that.
Putin, that doesn't compare at all to like going up with a big reset button.
Well, she genuinely thought that the Russian-U.S. relationship
but isn't that a
was ready for a reset.
Isn't that sort of rather naive?
At the time, it wasn't. Everybody thought Russia and the United States were aligned against terrorism because they had suffered Chechenian terrorists. But it turned out to be a bad moment because it didn't reset. It only got worse. But why is Donald Trump still praising Putin? It's mysterious to me.
All right. We continue with Lanny Davis here. Isn't it nice when we can actually we can see each other so we're not talking over each other? I think it's much more pleasant.
I'm going to keep ruining this for you. You guys are nice guys. I'm surprised.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Shocking. Don't let it get out.
All right. We continue with Lanny Davis. He stays here as we continue our live coverage of the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And we continue with Lanny Davis here in Philadelphia, where Lanny just made the extraordinary statement that by asking Russia to release 30,000 emails that had to do with wedding plans and yoga classes, somehow national security is at risk. I don't get it. You can't have it both ways. But let's look beyond that for a moment. You've known Hillary Clinton for a long time.
Yes.
I've been surprised at this convention how much it is centered on Donald Trump. How much of this convention is, you got to vote for us because otherwise we get Donald Trump. Why isn't there more about Hillary's achievements? If you could have, we'll give you a minute. What are the achievements that we're not hearing on stage? Because I haven't heard them.
Well, the last 2 days you might not have been listening as carefully as I was, but certainly Barack Obama, certainly Joe Biden, and now Vice President-to-be Timothy Kaine, has outlined her record as Secretary of State. And the unknown fact about her record in the Senate is the way she worked with Republicans. And somebody said, they whisper in my ear, she's my favorite Democrat. That happens to me all the time.
So her achievement in the Senate is working with Republicans.
Yes,
interesting.
Yes.
But let's get back to her record as Secretary of State, because you're right, I did miss it. Did they talk about her record with the Arab Spring and with Libya and with pulling out of Iraq so that ISIS could grow and again, the reset button? I mean, suddenly Russia is our adversary when Mitt Romney asserted that 4 years ago. He was mocked and told that the 80s want their foreign policy back. So I'm glad that the Democrats are now up to speed where Romney was 4 years ago. What is the achievement of Secretary of State? I missed it.
Well, first of all, just to respond to the ones that you mentioned, a lot of those were policies of the prior administration.
Pulling out of Iraq?
Not pulling out of Iraq. That was Barack Obama's policy, and she's Secretary of State implementing the president's policy. But certainly the Arab Spring, the intervention in Libya, which was a NATO operation the United States responded to. And in retrospect, things don't always work out. In the case of getting rid of Saddam Hussein, We've heard Donald Trump say, no, we'd be better off with Saddam Hussein. George Bush disagreed with that. So
I got to follow up on one item there, though.
Because
you said Libya was a NATO operation. I've read the emails between Hillary Clinton and Sidney Blumenthal. Sidney Blumenthal, your friend, said that Hillary Clinton should take a victory lap because Libya was all her. That was all her agenda. She pushed it through. You can't say that was the president and NATO. Sidney Blumenthal himself said in those emails, Hillary, this was you. This is your moment.
Well, Sidney Blumenthal is a friend, but I'm just stating a fact. I'm sure he had his opinion. The fact is that NATO invited the United States, primarily France, took the initiative because Libya and France have been traditionally close, that when Gaddafi started to bomb civilians, it was time to go after Gaddafi. The aftermath has been obviously disappointing results. But let me go back to the emphasis question, which is very important.
Very quickly, Lennon, we're out of time.
All right, delicate balance between going after Trump and spelling out Hillary Clinton's achievements. On another time, we'll talk about her achievements as Secretary of State. But at least we've heard a lot from the President last night about her achievements. Tonight, it's time for Hillary Clinton to tell the country about the future and what her husband said is being a change agent.
We'll have to leave it right there,
Thank
Lanny
you.
Davis.
Oh, are we completely out of time?
Yeah, we are.
We got nothing?
That's it?
You have one last question.
No,
Brian, you have
we're
nothing.
We're out of time. It's now 7:51.
Very exciting.
Thank
Thanks,
Lanny. Appreciate it.
I'll be back.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.